7:37 is the time on Connect FM. It's a Monday morning. It's your morning connection on Connect FM, and we're sure glad you are tuned in this morning. It is time for our Monday morning with the manager and mayor minus the manager. We have a modified program today, but we do have the mayor of the city of DuBois. That's Barry Abbott. He has joined us this morning. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Dan, and thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. We appreciate you being here, and we need to apologize not just for the absence of Joe this morning, but also our last regularly scheduled Monday morning with the manager and mayor had to get scratched because we were having some technical issues in the aftermath of all those storms that clobbered us a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Dan, you know, speaking of storms, I think the first thing we need to do is shout out to our fire people and our emergency responders, our police force. They did a marvelous job.
Absolutely.
I know I got called about the flooding down on Jard Street. Mm-hmm. My wife and I happened to be out for dinner that night, and we did take a ride around our city. It was gratifying.
Yeah,
the amount of volunteers that came out moving trees, unplugging drains, just checking on our citizens. So a big shout out goes out to those firemen, those first responders, and especially our police force. Thank you, guys and
for
girls.
Sure. And in those situations, before electricity can be restored by the utility companies, they depend on the fire departments especially to come out and get the trees moved out of the way and cleared off of the line. So it's a very crucial part to getting back to semi-normal.
Well, there's another unsung hero that a lot of people don't realize, that the people that hang off the power lines, and they're holding those high-powered wires and putting our electricity back together. And sometimes people get a little short about that they think that just happens. They go up there and it's like putting a Lego set together.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work that way.
No, it's quite a process. And when we have storms that roll through the way they have this summer, it's quite a cleanup effort. But Mayor Abbott, we are here on a Monday following the first city council meeting of the month of August. Can you believe we're into August? And summer is soon going to be going away from us, but not yet. We still have a few more weeks here to go. I want to kind of start out by addressing this past meeting on Wednesday night. Ask you about some of the big takeaways that you have from that meeting.
Well, a couple of things that we need to talk about is we're still working on Coquille and getting that water line replaced. We talked about the DuBois Historical Society, and they want to have their lantern walk October 2nd and 3rd,
okay.
Which, by the way, their past one was marvelous. It was held in City Park.
They've always done a great job with those.
Yes, it was a historical thing. I attended. It was great. We talk about Sunny 106 and their Halloween parade, what we can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the SRO agreement between DuBois Central Catholic, the city of DuBois, and the police department.
Right.
We had lot consolidations, and one of the big things that happened at the end of the meeting, of course, was our public comments.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, without getting into a lot of the issues, one of the things that our people here in our city need to understand is our new city has an ordinance. We have created an ordinance to allow people to speak.
Right.
And in order to speak, we have said, listen, we want the taxpayers of our city and the residents of our city to be able to come in and speak. If they have questions within their speaking time allotment, what we have tried to ask them, and sometimes people get it and sometimes they don't, but we try to ask them, if you would, please put your question in writing and give our manager a chance to research it and make sure that we are giving proper information to the question presented.
Yeah.
And that way we are giving every citizen, every taxpayer in our community the right to be heard.
Sure.
We will never turn anybody down.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little contentious, mm-hmm. but we work and try our best to keep everybody satisfied. We can't satisfy 100% of the people 100% of the time, but we work very diligently at it.
Yeah.
And I do commend Joe Fleming coming in right off the bat, and he is doing a marvelous job. You did mention Joe is not here
today.
Yeah,
that's
right. He is with another appointment,
mm-hmm.
and plus he is moving his family this past weekend, this week, into their new home in Dubois,
right.
The city of Dubois. So with that being said, we welcome Joe Fleming and his family, not only to our city, but to our school district, and they will be a great contributor to our community.
Absolutely, and we appreciated very much the opportunity to have Joe introduce himself and have you introduce Joe at the last time we had our Monday morning get-together. And we look forward to Joe joining us, if he's able to, in 2 weeks when we have our next time to talk.
I extend that invitation to him every day.
Yeah.
And if there's anybody else that you would like to have come and speak with me, I would be glad to offer that opportunity as well.
Yeah. Well, Barry, we appreciate the clarification about the public comments, and I think it's only reasonable that if you get that opportunity, and it is a special opportunity to be able to address your concerns and to address your questions, but to do it in a format, and only if you are a resident and or a taxpayer in the city of Dubois.
And that is correct. And you know, what people may be missing, Dan, is our new city is not going to be rebuilt in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be rebuilt in 7 months. It's not going to be rebuilt in 13 council meetings.
Yeah.
It is going to be rebuilt over time.
Yeah.
And in the long run, for our grandchildren, this is what consolidation is about, bringing unity to our community. And sometimes bringing unity, we hit bumps in the road.
Mm.
Sometimes we hit a pothole.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal, our long-term goal, is to smooth out those potholes and make a better city for our residents.
Yeah. And the struggles and the missteps that we've experienced have happened over several years, even a couple of decades. So it's not, as you said very well, it's not going to be fixed overnight or even within a couple of months.
That is correct.
It'll take some time, but we're heading in that proper direction.
Right. And I know one of the things you and I talked about, and I might be stealing a little bit of your thunder here, is being a former educator. I taught school for 38 years,
uh-huh.
and I taught in grade one through the high school. I was the athletic director.
Yep.
I was a sports official for 54 years. So I stood in that arena, and we are now approaching the new school year.
Yeah, we're getting to the edge of things here just in the next couple of weeks. School's starting back up.
Yes. So as the mayor of the city of Dubois, I send out hearty congratulations to Dr. Wendy Benton, superintendent of schools, all the educators in our area. I send out a welcome to the headmasters of Central Christian and the Dubois Christian School. It is a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
It is when the new senior class comes on board, when the new freshmen come into their schools. So, for our people out there, I need you to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Those big yellow buses with flashing lights will be
rolling once again
on our road.
Yep.
And above all, we need to realize that our students need to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give a hearty round of applause to all our schools in our area.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
I commend our students. It doesn't matter whether you're the public school, the Catholic school, a religious school, you are there to be educated.
Yeah.
And so welcome back, students, teachers and staff, administrators. It will be another exciting school year.
Well, thanks for that message, Mayor Abbott. We appreciate that. And one last thing before I let you go this morning. I know that this has been a big issue as far as public questions and concerns, and that is the waterfall at the end of, you know, we've talked prior times here about what happened to it and different ideas of how to get it fixed or what's going to happen. How about a quick 1 minute status update on the waterfall?
I can do that. And please, I need you to save me 1 minute also at the end.
Oh, okay.
I do have positivity.
Okay.
The waterfall. The greatest mystery in the city of New Boise. First of all, it's a big, ugly hole sitting at the center in the end of our boulevard.
above the working part of the waterfall.
There are so many rumors running rampant. So let's see if we can address a couple of those.
Okay.
A, I don't know what happened. Uh-huh. I don't know what occurred. I am only one person that thinks it's ugly and needs fixed. I do know the person that built it has volunteered their entire labor force to rebuild it. I know the guy who built the wall that had the contract is getting beat up because they think he was associated with it. What I do know is we have placed it in the hands of the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
We have requested concrete bids. Mm-hmm. So we are all working toward that process to accomplish something that will make it look appealing.
Okay. And
if they don't put it back together, then, you know, we fill the hole up, we use the big rocks, we plant flowers and plants and trees, and we move on.
Okay.
Now, my second thing, if I do have a minute.
You do. Real quick.
In the last past 2.5 weeks, our city was welcomed the Little League championships mm-hmm. to our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad that a lot of people did not take the opportunity to go and watch these young people play baseball. However, we have received a letter from a woman outside our community, and it was so nice.
Mm.
What I would like to do, maybe our next meeting, since we're running short on time, is to bring that letter in.
Sure.
And read it to our people that there are positive things that happen in our city.
That would be great.
We have volunteers. They call them team moms
mm-hmm.
That are in charge of the team. Wherever they go, they go. If they need something, the team mom buys it out of their own expenses.
Yeah.
We have the coordinator that comes and lives in Du Bois. He lived here for 2 weeks away from his family. We have people that run the press box, that run the concession stands to make this a tournament that, again, brings positivity to our area.
Absolutely.
And you've heard me say that, Dan, how many times? Positivity.
Right. Well, make sure you bring that letter next time. We'll do this again in just two weeks from today, and we'll be excited to hear that.
That's wonderful, and I do appreciate it, and I am going to get the address of the lady, and I am going to send a personal note to her, thanking her for her kindness and her kind words. Yeah.
Terrific. Well, City of Du Bois Mayor Barry Abbott with us this morning. It's Monday morning with the manager and mayor minus the manager today, special edition, but we'll get things back to normal in 2 weeks, hopefully. Mayor Abbott, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you, Dan, and thanks for having me.